They are peasant girls, not much older than I am, wandering in the field. They carry bags strapped diagonally across their back, and their eyes look at the ground. Occasionally, a girl bends to pick up a round, greenish-black patty from the ground and puts it in her bag.
What are they doing?
They are collecting dry cow dung.
Disgusting!
Usually, the peasants come by with their wagons and scoop up the fresh manure to use as topsoil. These girls are picking up the dry manure because it is believed to have medicinal properties. They will boil it in water and drink it like tea.
Disgusting! I exclaim again.
Even the new experience of riding on a cow becomes dull when you do it every day. Yet, despite the monotony of farm life, the longer we live in Krang Truop, the more fearful and anxious I become. Everywhere I venture, I cannot shake the feeling that someone is watching, following me. Though I have nowhere to go, each morning I hurriedly dress myself so I can catch a glimpse of Pa before he goes off to work. On most days, by the time I am awake, Pa and my brothers are already gone, and Ma is busy sewing clothes for the family or working in the garden. After getting dressed, I do what I can to keep up my hygiene. Pa tells us it is important, so I try to make him happy. Since we no longer have toothbrushes or toothpaste, I use a handful of hay and run it over my teeth like a brush. To get to the back teeth, I have to reach into my mouth with my fingernails and scrape away the thick yellow crust. To wash, I use a bath stall similar to an outhouse. Inside, there is a big round container that looks like a 3-foot-tall clay flower pot, which Keem and the other cousins fill with water every evening. I undress and hang my clothes on a splinter of wood on the door. Then I reach into the container and take a bowl full of water and pour it over myself. There is no soap or shampoo, and as a result, my hair becomes very sticky and knotted, and it is painful to comb. Pa returns late at night, looking dirty and tired. Sometimes, after a quick meal, Pa sits quietly outside by himself and stares at the sky. When he comes back into the hut, he falls quickly asleep. I hardly ever sit on his lap anymore. I miss his hugs and how he used to make me laugh at old Chinese stories. Pa's tales were often about the Buddhist gods and their dragons coming down to earth to fight evil and protect people. I wonder if the gods and dragons will come help us now.